Hello. A large farm field at a place called Close Lake at Jerby is where Hall Caine Airport was in operation for just a few glorious years in the 1930s, when air travel was a pleasure and also a privilege, if you could afford it. There is nothing of its existence at all to be seen today, not even the wooden Swiss chalet which was the airport terminal. But Hall Caine Airport has its place in the history of Manx aviation. It was named after Sir Hall Caine, the best-selling Manx novelist and playwright, who died in 1931, and his two sons set up the fund for creating it in his memory. Aerodromes, as they were often called in those days, needed only a large field in a large area of land. The people of Ramsey were pleased that the north of the island had one to rival Ronaldsway Airport, and it was soon in business. In April 1935, a Blackpool-based company called United Airways decided to start services to the Isle of Man. It chose to fly to and from Hall Caine, using three-engined monoplanes called Spartan Cruisers, which could carry six passengers. Its services linked Hall Caine to Blackpool, Liverpool, and at Blackpool, passengers could pick up a United Airways connection to London. But greater passenger-carrying resources were needed, and by the summer of 1935, the company put a much bigger aircraft onto its Manx routes, a three-engined Armstrong Whitworth Argosy, which had been used in international routes and could carry up to 28 passengers. Nothing like it had been seen over the Isle of Man before, and on its first trip to Hall Caine, it circled twice over Douglas and caused a great sensation. When it got to Hall Caine, it took members of Ramsey Town Commissioners on a flight round the island. Meanwhile, still in 1935, another airline was operating into Hall Caine. Northern and Scottish Airways began a weekly service to and from Glasgow, which was soon upgraded to a daily operation. In the summer of 1936, services were stepped up even further, linking Hall Caine with Belfast, Carlisle, Liverpool, Blackpool and Glasgow. By now, Hall Caine Airport had a station superintendent, a resident engineer and two air traffic controllers. But flying was still a pretty informal affair. A pilot who United Airways had based at Hall Caine, by the name of Captain Mustard, was to leave the Isle of Man for a spell of leave. The Spartan cruiser he was to fly was packed with six passengers and loads of luggage, and Captain Mustard had his own bags to be carried, and also his dog. Somehow everything was stowed away, and with the dog sitting in the cockpit with its master, the heavily laden aircraft had to use the full stretch of the field to get airborne. Hall Caine Airport, it seems, had grown into a major success, but unhappily, it was not to last. In 1937, the traffic faded away until there was only the Glasgow service operated by Northern and Scottish Airways. When that closed down at the end of September 1937, Hall Caine Airport was not to be used for scheduled air services again. There was to be no more than a few private aircraft landing and taking off. And with the coming of the Second World War in September 1939, it closed down completely and never reopened. The basic reason for this, apparently, was that it was just too far away from Douglas, unlike Ronaldsway Airport. But it seems we can say that a good time had been had by all concerned.